the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 415. Meet me at Middling Fair.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
it. That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part one of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story. Or so they claim. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right, say it right. And I'm your humble narrator, without the humble part. But we'll get to that later. Right now, on to the story. Middling Fair may not be the biggest town in the world, but it has a few things going for it, like the Middling Fair Organic Market and Iron Smelting Plant, or the Middling Fair Bakery and Slipper Resoling Center. But today, we're concentrating on the Middling Fair Municipal Airport and Circus Clown Disposal Facility, because that's where our story begins. We see two figures standing by the side of the runway. One is a rather pale gentleman, dressed all in black. No, wait. It's actually dark, dark burgundy. I'm not sure why anyone would bother. Anyway, the other person is a woman in business casual attire. They look up as a plane approaches.
Flight 523, now arriving on runway 1.
Pardon me, miss, but must you use that megaphone? I'm standing right here.
Sorry, sir. Regulations.
Oh, I see. But please, call me Baron Freuherr.
Please to... Your landing gear is down, Frankie. Bring her in. I gotta get back to the office. My lunch break is over.
This is why I hate to fly.
Once the flight was on the ground, a tall, imposing-looking hulk of a beast stepped out of the plane and walked towards the man in dark, dark burgundy. This behemoth was obviously the creature most people know as Finkelstein's monster, but his friends simply call him Fink.
Baron, good see. Long time. Shake hands.
Fink, your hand. It came off. Sorry. Happen lots. Fink so back on later.
The monster bent down, picked up the detached hand and placed it into his jacket pocket. Kind of freaky, if you ask me.
My dear Fink, if you don't mind my saying so, I think you would be better off getting a new hand. The one you have looks a bit worn out.
Fink try. No get parts. Fink on run from Dr. Richter.
Dr. Richter? My dear Bashkit friend. I have a plan in mind that may solve both of our problems.
Fink try 3D print. No good. But, bright side, Fink print tiny toy dinosaur.
That's nice. But, I want
Fink to... call him Oscar.
Yes. Now, as I said, I want...
Only time Fink get Oscar.
I'm sure. Now, about the plan...
Why genre films no get Academy love?
I don't know! Oh, I apologize, my mix-and-match friend. But this is important. As I was saying, I think I have come up with a way that you not only don't have to worry about having the money to buy quality parts, but you will never again have to worry about that pesky Dr. Victor.
Plan? What plan?
Not here. There are too many prying eyes.
Oh, Fink could use spare eyes.
I'm sure. Let's take our leave.
Fink, no go.
Why not?
Check bag at gate. Must claim. Oscar in bag.
What exactly was the Baron's plan? Maybe you'll find out tomorrow in episode 2 of Baron's Bunch. A room with an obstructed view.
Look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.